Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I love a good tune, so do you.
Well, and did you watch any of the Jubilee festivities?
Love that.
Well, it was kind of interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. And you know, the Queen really does select a lot of those acts.
I've got to tell you, she stepped up.
Well, you've stepped up today. You walked into the studio today. Ben, guess what I've got on the phone today?
Well, I didn't think much of her Cliff Richard choice.
No,
however,
no.
The Canadian group, the Tenors, have you heard of them?
I have heard of them.
The four very talented Canadian guys. Now, one of them actually grew up and lived for a while in Brisbane in Australia. Did you know that?
Yes. Reading the bio just a few minutes ago.
Well, Fraser Walter is on the line. Hi, Fraser. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Very good. Now, tell me, what was that experience like singing with the Queen or for the Queen?
It's, you know, hard to beat, to be honest with you. We've been over in London for a couple weeks, and to have the invite to sing at Windsor Castle during the Queen's Jubilee celebrations, it was for the pageant, and there were you know, horse troops from all around the world that represented. We sang during the Canadian portion. The Queen had visited Canada, I think, 22 times in her reign. She's always been quite fond of it. So we sang while the Royal Canadian Mounted Police did their musical ride, and it was a real honor for us. It was the first time that the Royal Canadian Police had live singers perform during their act. So that was quite an honor, and then obviously to be invited by the Queen, and then we actually had a private tea with her.
What was that
like? And Prince Philip, with about, you know, 30 people on the cricket grounds at Windsor Castle, and you know, it was amazing. She's so gracious, and you know, she came up and you know, you wait for her to speak to you, and she sort of reached her hand out and shook our hands and mentioned that she loved the variety in our repertoire, and you know, it was just one of those pinch yourself moments.
You gave her a CD?
She already had it.
a signed poster for a bedroom. Do you think she sort of, you know, pumped so much with all the knowledge, or do you think it was quite genuine that she, you know, she did know who you were and what you did?
Well, you know, fortunately, we had the opportunity to sing for her on her last visit to Canada a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we had met previously. It was very quick. You know, there was kind of a long receiving line at that point, so there wasn't really time to have a chat, but it was very, you know, just a very quick hello, how are you? So on this opportunity, you know, it was nice to actually be able to connect with her. And you know, she's very sincere and very sort of youthful in her eyes. It's quite something to be in her presence, and she sort of makes you feel like you're the only one in the world when she's speaking to you. It's a very special experience. But then Prince Philip is always there, close in tow, to crack jokes, you know, and so he, you know, he said, hey boys, you know, I hope your vocals don't break during the song or something, you know. And then after we sang, you know, he said, oh, it's nice to see you all held up and you're still on singing terms or something. So
he's kind of a real hoot,
you know, yin and yang of royalty there.
Yeah.
And tell me, how did the Tenors come about, you know, the four of you?
Three of us were introduced by a lady on the west coast of Canada, actually, you know, about 5.5 years ago. And there was a different fourth member at the time, and it took us a while sort of to realize, you know, how important it is to, you know, not just to be musically, you know, in sync with each other, but personally, you know, we spend a lot of, you know, more time with the Tenors than we do with our families, you know, on many occasions. So that personal component is very important. And so that fourth spot was actually a revolving door for quite a while we auditioned some different people, and about 3 years ago we found Clifton, the fourth member, who really was the perfect fit. And since then, you know, they say that the rest is history, and we've been very fortunate to release our album, you know, both in the U.S. and over in the U.K. You know, we have a couple platinum albums in North America, so we're so excited now to be coming into Australia.
Well, Fraser Walters, thank you very much for joining us today from the Tenors. It's been really nice to talk to you.
You're welcome.
And we can't better the Queen, but when you do come out here, we'd love a Mind Food concert.
Oh, you got it. We'll be there. No problem.
Thanks very much. Nice to talk to you.
All the best, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.